Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
Well, the show has to send out a hearty congratulations over the weekend as history was made. Mary Kay Cabot, a longtime friend of the show, frequent contributor, somebody we look up to. She was honored from the Pro Football Writers of America and recognized for her distinguished career with the famed Bill Nunn Memorial Award. So that is a
Lima Likes.
And not only did she rise to the occasion with a speech that people are talking about all over the NFL world, here's what she had to say, referencing Bill Belichick, who she covered back in the day.
If Bill didn't like something I wrote, he'd call and yell at me. If you asked a dumb question, he'd call you out. But now, I totally understand why Bill gave me such a hard time. I was 28 at the time, and he just couldn't relate to a woman that old.
That was
I didn't
Mary
hear that
Kay.
Clip.
Yes.
I didn't hear that
That
clip.
Was the clip from all the... It's funny. All the Hall of Fame speeches, that one got the most run.
So it went all over. It went all over, and I saw it on Saturday morning, and I was like, I didn't know how it would react, so I was like, I swear to God, I started watching it. I go, I'm going to wait. I think it's going to be played on Monday. I'm going to wait. Apparently, Bill Belichick's girlfriend wasn't thrilled with the situation.
She went on a retweeting barrage on social media.
Great.
Of a bunch of people that thought it was totally unprofessional for Mary Kay to make that speech about Jordan Hudson, which, of course, it wasn't. If anybody heard the speech, it was just a funny line that she dropped. And I love Mary Kay didn't back down either. I love it because she responded to all the, you want to talk about a groundswell, a flurry of media postings about Mary Kay. She basically said, it was a joke, lighten up.
I'm very excited about this new version of Mary Kay, who for years has chased professionalism and have finally awarded the top professionalism award, right? She doesn't need it anymore.
Nope.
So watch out, Jordan. It's every day. It's coming every day now. She doesn't need it anymore.
And we are going to only ask her about those comments.
Yes.
So we are going to do our best to try to capitalize on the story. But it was awesome because, you know, it's Mary Kay. Like, come on. I love the fact that she's like, lighten up. Anybody who wants to cancel or talk about this is some, you know, defiance of media journalism standards. Lighten up. We are squarely on her side on
this. I totally
this.
Agree with you.
But then we have to say, let's
Lima
be honest.
No kid. Likes.
It was a who's who at Mary Kay had a nice ceremony over the weekend at a local West Side hotspot country club. Jimmy Haslam was there, owner of the Browns.
Congratulations on all your success.
Andrew Berry was there, GM of the Browns. Kevin Stefanski was there, coach of the Browns. All showing up. My wife.
She was there?
She was there as well. Doesn't know anything about the Browns.
Got the invite, huh?
There was one.
Were you there?
There was one buddy, one person conspicuous is absent.
Oh, who was not able to make it.
That was Ken Carmen. The
seriously,
there was not a. I was there
the,
was not, I
the
was
Dodger
not able
of all Dodgers of
I
late.
I didn't dodge anything.
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
Kenny bailed.
My son was not feeling well, and now I got to tell you this morning I'm not feeling well. So we're we're kind of going through
gotta,
it right now.
You got to make sure you got to milk it for all it's worth now.
I didn't tell you anything because I knew you'd bust my ass if I told you before the show, like, oh, God, I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling very great right now. And I think I got a little bit of a touch of what the Jonah Bear had.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So this wasn't made up, which is what everybody thought at the ceremony.
Oh, did you tell everybody at the ceremony that I was making it up?
Well, I said Ken definitely sends his regards. Even though
thank you.
You didn't, but that's something nice you say.
Wow.
I would assume like you would have said I was sending my regards.
I said that Ken... apparently his family has been under the weather. My wife did call it. My wife said, there's no way Ken's coming to this. Cause she didn't hear from Liz. She had noticed that Ken had missed some pretty big Lima events in recent years.
First off, this wasn't a Lima event. This was a Mary Kay event. So I missed one birthday because
it was two an event on the West Side.
What was the second?
Ken's only been to one event on the West Side.
Yeah, your graduation party for your children.
I feel more seen and more respected than ever that Ken ventured out to Avon Lake.
It's like Phantom 309 having a haul out there for that one.
For my children.
What were the other two? I missed the one for Mason because of Axel's football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was the other one?
Izzy's.
I don't think I was invited to an Izzy birthday.
Oh, yes, you were.
Oh, yeah. Taco Bell.
We had your RSVP. We talked about it. The whole fan family. It was like eight deep that we had to adjust the numbers.
Are you sure?
We had a lot of leftover food thanks to the Carmen's bailing.
I don't remember this. All right, when's Mason's next get together?
we'll have to come up with something.
Oh, we'll have to come up with something now. Okay.
Either way, congratulations to Mary Kay stealing the headlines from the weekend, but not to be outdone.
Live and Likes.
Antonio Gates. You know, we didn't talk a lot about the Hall of Fame in the league because we had a lot of our
inductees.
Yeah, we had a lot of our other stuff going on here locally. And let's be honest, once Joe Thomas went to the Hall of Fame, we got our fill for a while.
Well, it's because it always turns into, like, can I explain to you my reasoning for it real quick? It always turns into who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and then it turns into who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame and then who doesn't. I'm like, well, if they're in the Hall of Fame, they're in the Hall of Fame. Like, when we started talking about Kenny Lofton and Ichiro Suzuki, when Ichiro Suzuki went in, my argument wasn't like Ichiro should be out and Kenny Lofton should be in. It was that Kenny should also be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, and then it just turns into, do I really want to fight that badly over guys not being in the Hall of Fame? Really? Do I want to have that big of a knockdown drag out to keep him out of the Hall of Fame? Like, I go to the Hall of Fame. How many people actually go to the Hall of Fame? Around the country. Who do this for a living? How many radio shows have actually been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame? 10%?
Oh, yeah, probably not either.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I hold the Hall of Fame sacred, clearly, but I think for a lot of folks, it's like, it's just something to do in the beginning of training
camp. Yeah, well, why Gates was so interesting is that he's somebody who didn't play college football. So it really makes you wonder how many other guys, you know, could potentially convert or be able to do it. I mean, you get a story like Antonio Gates, who we all watch. I mean, Kenny, that was how old were you when they made their Sweet 16 run, their Elite Eight run, I should say, right?
I was junior high.
Yeah, I remember every one of those Kent State games. Yeah. It was absolutely awesome to see that team, and I saw them. I drove down to see that team play, you know, in the regular season, and to see them make the run.
Yeah.
And then for him to then go to the NFL and be like, oh, I'll try this tight end thing. And it was like, holy cow, he's been great at this the whole time. What would he have been in college? Had he have been, like, where would he have been taken in college? Had he have gone to Ohio State as a tight end?
Probably somewhere highly, right? So
that was awesome from the weekend. A great weekend in Canton, indeed, for all of those Hall of Fame enshrinees. Also, baseball-wise, they won another series.
Lima Likes.
The Guardians got it done. Granted, yesterday was not so good.
Lima No Likes.
As they fell behind early. But the big story.
Lima Likes.
CJ Kafis getting the call-up, and he got his first ever RBI on Saturday. Got his first ever Major League hit. It was a double yesterday. Kwan kind of scuffling. You wonder if that's because of all the chatter. You imagine that probably mentally took him out as he went 2-14 since the trade deadline. But they did take 2 out of 3 against, you know, the shell of whatever the Minnesota Twins were. Did you get any more invested knowing that Kafis was up here? Was something you were clamoring to see? Because our fans have been dying to see.
Well, I was more upset with, before the injury, I was more upset with the Lauder not being up. CJ Kafis, now that he's up, it's the same thing I would have been with the Lauder. Like, all right, let's get some patience and get some at-bats going for this guy and get him used to some big league pitching. Let's see what he can do.
I was happy to see they put him in the DH spot yesterday. So at least he's still, because the thing we've bitched about with like Manzardo was like, he gets hot and then you pull him out for 2 days and then, so it seems like they're at least for 2 games made an effort to make sure he got to the plate.
So you are 8 back of Detroit and you're 2.5 games out of the wild card spot. And now you've jumped over some teams. You know, we said one of the biggest obstacles here is that there are so many teams in front of them. And now they did not add at the deadline. So some people were like, that's the white flag. And the Kwan trade discussions, that's the white flag. Yet here we are. They're hanging in there. I should say three back of the wild card. But they are hanging in there. Do you think that, you know, I don't know if Kafis is going to be enough to really get people thinking, all right, let's make this big run. But, you know, the pitching is good enough. Like, why can't they?
Well, as long as the pitching is good enough, I think there has to be a conversation to be had about Tanner Bibee and how big a role he plays for this base. Not like he's going to go away or anything like that, but Mitch asked us a question like, do you consider him and running to be your quote-unquote ace? And I think that that's kind of up in the air.
His ERA's not been great the last couple.
Haven't him and Gavin just kind of flip-flopped?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a... You mentioned the word scuffling. I think there's a little bit of scuffling going on as they try to find themselves. Not that you should give up on them. They're both too young. But I think that there needs to be a conversation had about getting the best out of these guys and seeing how which one can become like a legitimate number one starter for your ball club.
Well, three games in New York against the Metropolitans on the road. That's a big series. Kind of feels very quietly like they have a very, very big start of August series. That's it for Lima Light.